Fine Gael fears exodus of sitting TDs is set to persist is the lead story for the Irish Daily Mail this morning. The paper reports that several TDs are saying they would rather walk than face defeat in the next general election. Bernard Durkin told the Mail that the party absolutely needs to be concerned about the unprecedented number of deputies leaving political life. He also said that he would be running himself. The Irish Examiner leads on Elaine Loughlin's story that sports organisations are to have capital funding withdrawn if they fail to provide men and women with the same access to facilities, Sports Minister Thomas Byrne has warned. He had already announced that funding would be cut if female representation on boards didn't reach 40% by the end of the year. He's now going further by linking sports capital grants to equal access. Elsewhere, on the front of the Irish Times, the story that hundreds of overseas nurses are now caught up in a visa logjam. The paper reports that delays will rule Ireland out as a destination for many skilled health workers and contribute to staff shortages and hospital overcrowding, according to one health recruitment agency, one health recruitment agency who declined to be identified. He added that up to 850 nurses from India and other countries that require a visa are affected. Tourism gives the Irish Independent its main story this morning. According to the paper, restaurateurs are struggling with the biggest staffing nightmare in the tourism industry, just as visitor numbers are bouncing back. The latest Fáilte Ireland Tourism Barometer, which was recently presented to industry chiefs, shows that three quarters of those surveyed said they just can't get the staff. Other challenges include a lack of beds due to the refugee crisis, car hire costs and what's characterised as an intimidating environment in Dublin with aggressive begging, public drinking and drug dealing. The continuing behind-the-scenes saga of British TV show This Morning gets broad coverage in the tabloids. Holly Willoughby is back on the sofa today, but asks the Mail, will she bring herself to say Phil's name? Meanwhile, on the front of the Irish Sun, Philip Schofield himself reveals that he won't be watching Holly's return to the show. And according to page 3 of the Irish Daily Star, Ms. Willoughby has been left racked with nerves about her return, although insiders say she'll be greeted with open arms. The papers are full of people enjoying the fine weather. Runners taking part in the Women's Mini Marathon in Dublin are on the front of the Irish Times and the Independent, and the Cork City Marathon is the lead photograph for the Irish Examiner. And inside the Independent, the Sisters of Faith for Peace, who took part in the Mini Marathon, raising funds for Afghan athletes living in Ireland who were forced to flee after the Taliban seized power. The group of runners was made up of Muslim, Jewish and Christian women and included two elderly Catholic nuns, one of whom, Sister Isabel Smith, is 83 years old. And in the Irish Times, Barry Roach talks to 82-year-old Mary Hoare, who was among 12,500 people who took part in the Cork City Marathon yesterday. She started doing marathons in her 50s and said that running in her native Cork held a special fondness. "I had to push myself," Mary said, "but there's a great sense of achievement when you get to the finish line and you hear your own name being called out."